There is no downtime, boys. There is no downtime, WCPT listeners. There's no downtime to the Sports Cubicle faithful. It is the one, the only, and it's the marvelous one. Dan Marver, it's Devin Tingle, it's Paul Shavari. I'm Mike Mercado, and what a week we have had, boys. What a week it has been, both on and off fields and courts. We got schedule releases, we got juicy rumors, and so much more, including a legend who's still playing in his sport is trying to dominate another sport and already made a huge splash. We have so much to cover. But Marvelous, before we get to CB12, before we get to the games at Soldier Field and around the National Football League, I need to talk to you about this crazy rumor mill that has now sprouted about Zach LaVine and his free agency. We know he's unrestricted free agent heading into this offseason. We know the Bulls are in an interesting position right now. Their divisional rivals, the team that made them get bounced very early and disrespected all over the first round, has been bounced by the Boston Celtics. They will take on the Miami Heat. But this report came to us early around this week, and I'll be quoting it throughout the this is from Luke Adams, who had a breakdown from the entire conversation. Some executives around the NBA who once viewed Zach LaVine as a lock to re-sign with the Bulls are now less certain about what the All-Star guard will do this offseason. ESPN Brian Windhorst said in his latest Hoop Collective podcast, quote, executives in the league kind of thought that Zach LaVine was off the market, was going to stay in Chicago, Windhorst said. Quote, they really thought that after Zach, at midseason, got checked out for 3 or 4 days in Southern California, and he pretty much admitted he probably needed knee surgery. Executives in the league thought, well, if the Bulls and Zach are on the same page about him playing on a hurt knee, they must have an understanding that he's going to get a contract. So that's just one part of this interesting conversation that they had. Then later on in this conversation, as Windhorst explains, much of the uncertainty among the league executives stems from comments LaVine made after the season when he discussed his upcoming unrestricted free agency. The 27-year-old said he was looking forward to being a free agent and would be open-eyed and looking to everything. He was non-committal when asked if the Bulls were the clubhouse leaders to sign him. There aren't a ton of teams that make sense as suitors for LaVine, since only a small handful of clubs will have significant cap space and most of those clubs don't project to be contenders. However, Windhorst, noting that LaVine is from Seattle, points to the Trailblazers as one possible wildcard to watch. Theoretically, the Blazers would clear enough cap space to offer LaVine a maximum salary deal by waiving Josh Hart and Eric Bledsoe. So that is just some ideas that Windhorst came up with. And here locally, we all know Nick Friedell kind of pushed back on it. And this is what Windhorst had to say. I'm not saying that's a done deal, Windhorst said to ESPN's colleague Nick Friedell. Question whether the Blazers would really want to pair LaVine and Damian Lillard. Quote, I'm just saying that is that I've talked to league executives when they saw that LaVine said and what they see the Blazers can do, that scenario has popped up. And Marvelous, you hear all that. You and I have talked about Zach LaVine's contract and what the Bulls can offer compared to other teams. We've even talked about the big deal of the Bulls can offer a five-year deal for roughly $212 million compared to the four-year $157 million other teams can offer him. So that's why a sign and trade is on the table. But you hear all that. And as a Bulls fan, as somebody who loves the NBA, somebody who's seen the development of Zach LaVine, now that you've heard that, we talked about it last week, are you more on the camp of he's going to stay? Or do you think there's definitely more murky waters and Zach LaVine can end up in another jersey, another city this next basketball season?
I think that he's going to end up in another city. I think a sign and trade is the route here because I don't know why there's so many rumors with different teams. I've seen the Cavaliers, the Lakers, the Spurs, and even the Indiana, and a possibility of Zach LaVine going to Philadelphia for Joel Embiid. So the rumor mill is rampant. And, you know, I think that, again, it's a deal where they might be better off getting something for him than him simply going to as a free agent. And then there's the wild card. He still has to have some knee surgery, does he not? So his health might be a factor as well. But I just see him wanting to get, you know, take advantage of the situation and to get the max. And the Bulls ought to think about the sign and trade. And Joel Embiid wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that. That would be maybe my first choice.
If you could be, you could do some kind of alchemy like that, some magic to make Zach LaVine into Joel Embiid trade, that would be fantastic. I think more than likely he's going to sign with the Chicago Bulls. I think that's a lot of money to leave on the table. I think the Bulls are also just put in a rock and hard place. What do you do if you don't have Zach LaVine? There aren't so many free agents for you to go out there and put your team together. You will have some money in the books, you know, now that he's off the books, but it won't be enough to bring in the Supermax. And I think for the most part, what you have to see here is it's a 27-year-old. That's the wild card in all this. You bring up an interesting point about him going to have a scope at minimum, right? A procedure. The Bulls aren't going to be the ones who have his medical records. That's going to be the Zach LaVine team. That's the camp of Zach LaVine. They're going to be the ones that know what procedures he needs to do, how bad the procedures are needed. And I don't think there's going to be some nefarious things, but those are the differences, right? Being able to look at medical records. It's something we see all the time come draft season. It's something we see all the time when we're doing these big free agent moves. I like Zach LaVine. I think he's earned a deal in the NBA. I don't think signing Zach LaVine to a long-term deal makes you closer to an NBA Finals. You know what takes you further from one, though? Him not being on your team. This is where you brought in Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley to sign Zach LaVine and be able to be creative enough to get people around him. And if not, do a sign-and-trade that's going to make sense for you. But then here's the question. Is there anybody in Portland that you're going to bring in? Because Dame isn't going to be part of the whole deal. The whole point to bring Zach LaVine is to make sure you're making Lillard happy. So what is the scenario out there besides Anthony Davis, besides Carl Anthony Towns, who are all injury prone to begin with? And injury prone being they just big bodies that get hurt. It happens. Marvelous when you see that. It's fun for us to speculate and come up with these deals. But when you start thinking about it, the Bulls are in a really tough spot when it comes to major league roster maneuvers.
You're absolutely right. And when you look around the league, there is the question about his defense, too. The players that played a minimum of 2,000 minutes this past season, LaVine registered the 12th worst defensive rating at 116.1. So, his defense is not his strong suit. And he did go down a little bit against Milwaukee, although he wasn't 100%. I mean, he went down from 24.4 points to 19.3 points, and his shooting went down from a 47.6 to 42.9, which isn't that much, but they definitely need his offense or something that can replace that offense. It's just amazing to me against different teams. I mean, Milwaukee, for example, couldn't make any threes. I mean, Grayson Allen couldn't make threes against Boston, and he was unconscious against us. So it's just amazing how that works out. And it also appeared to me as though they still need, whether it's whoever it is, Embiid or somebody else, somebody that can do some damage in the paint, and because they don't have anybody, they don't go to the foul line, they shoot no free throws, and they need a better 3-point shooting. So if they did lose him, I'd like to see them get some help in either the paint or the 3-point shooting in a trade.
And I think if people like us, right, and you've seen a lot of basketball, you got a really great eye for some of this talent. If we're able to see this, knowing that they need a perimeter threat, they need a big man, they need to be able to get to the free throw line, we know Mark Eversley and AK have this. It's just, can they make the moves? And what is that move? And if and when they pay Zach LaVine, how creative can they get to build around him and DeMar as his greater days in the NBA are starting to set? But it's going to be an interesting time, especially as we see this talent around these NBA playoffs. So more importantly, we want to know what you think. Let us know on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV. Does Zach LaVine get traded in a sign-and-trade? Does he end up in Portland? Does he stay right here in Chicago? Let us know your thoughts. We're on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV.